back to my podcast. If you're new to my podcast, welcome. My name is Sarah Mukorongo, aka I am Music Criticism, and I just make podcast episodes about dream records. So if you're interested, you can just follow me on any podcast platform. Right, so today I'll talk about Nothing Personal by Cars. So let's get to it. Start, this is like a follow-up to my other podcast titled Cousin Effect. So I suggest that you listen to that podcast first, then come back to this one. So yeah, let's get to it. My topic is Cars uses the mixtape Nothing Personal to show its position in the rap game. Right. According to Genius, it states that Nothing Personal is the second mixtape released by Cars on January 4th, 2016. Follow up to 2014's Cause and Effect. After the name was announced on the back of the Revenge of Dreams 2 artwork, Committee Records teased the mixtape on the December 24, 2016. More Virginia stated that the album features mainly in-house production with Miz credited on every song, and features include Dreamful label mate Buzz, Kelly the Native, Biggie, and frequent collaborator Free Acrits. There are various ways in which Cars uses the mixtape Nothing Personal to show his position in the rap game. The evidence is provided through the track list. According to Scott Glacier, he stated that on this mixtape in particular, the level of ruthlessness is raised through the rap. The entire vibe is as intimidating as it is crafty. From my point of view, the fact that the mixtape is ruthless means that he's not apologetic about his position in the rap game. Since this is a follow-up to 2014's Cause and Effect, then that means he's still following his dreams as a successful rapper. Therefore, the title of the mixtape, Nothing Personal, could be interpreted as Cause rising to become a successful rapper without giving a damn what others think. Their track is number 1, Wake Up Call, number 2, All Eyes on Me, number 3, My Side, number 4, Grey Goose, 5, City of God, featuring Westside Boogie, number 6, Choice Today, number 7, Grow, featuring Corey C, number 8, Musaik, number 9, Tabs, featuring Buzz, number 10, Tell Me, number 11, GWBW, All Good, number 12, Bonnie and Clyde, featuring Acrits, and number 13, Guinness. The song Wake Up Call shows Cars' position in the rap game. According to Genius, it states that Cars introduces us not only to the tape on the song, but to the year 2016, as the mixtape was released on January 4th, 2016. This is shown in the lyrics.
I'm tired of motherfuckers sleeping on the nigga and shit, y'all. I'm about to make my motherfucking step. This my second shit, nigga. Middle gang in the motherfucking building. We all in these bitches and we ain't playing no fucking games. So it's about that time I show y'all niggas what's up.
From my point of view, it says, so it's about time I show your niggas what's up. Probably means that he wants to make a statement as a rapper. Moreover, the title of the song, Wake Up Call, could probably mean that he wants to perfect his craft as a rapper. Hence, there is no time for him to be slacking. This is supported by the lyrics where he said, yeah, you're looking at the prodigy. Ruthless, I gotta be, no more apologies. This is why Cars uses the mixtape Nothing Personal to show his position in the rap game. Not only does the song All Eyes on Me show his position in the rap game, but he mentioned that he was signed to Dreamville Records at the age of 20. This is shown in the lyrics.
Look at me now, I'm signing Cole. Got me a label at 20 years old. Look at me now, I am the man. Now I got fans.
The fact he was signed to Dreamville Records at the age of 20 means that he is still progressing to become a successful rapper. Since Kaz has fans, it means he will still perfect his craft as a rapper, hence why the mixtape shows his position in the rap game. The song My Side also shows his position in the rap game. According to Genius, it states that Kaz raps about how he can only trust those closest to him and how at this point in his career he doesn't have love to give to anyone who isn't part of his team. This is shown in the lyrics. From my point of view, I believe this shows his commitment in making rap music. He does not want any distractions to disturb his growth as a rapper. This shows he is determined to become the best rapper, hence why the mixtape shows his position in the rap game. The track City of God is another aggressive track. According to Genius, it states that City of God is the fifth track on his Sophomore tape. Kaz collaborated with another West Coast MC, Boogie, to produce another aggressive track. The fact that this track is aggressive shows one trait about Kaz. His music is aggressive because he wants to make a statement. He wants to let everyone know he will continue rising as an artist and he's not worried about what others think. This is shown in the lyrics. This is why the mixtape shows his position in the rap game. He is aggressive in terms of his music. Kaz's position in the rap game is shown when he is improvising in the music industry. According to Genius, it states that in Grow, Kaz teams up with fellow LA native Corey C to brag about his improvement in the music industry and his ongoing development despite the struggles he's faced with. This is shown in the lyrics. Kaz's ongoing development despite the struggles he's faced shows his position in the rap game. The song also featured on the album Revenge of the Dreamers 2, hence showing him pursuing his dreams as a rapper. Right, the song Who Said also shows his position in the rap game. According to Genius, it states that Kaz speaks on his success with music and calls out those who doubted his career. This is shown in the lyrics. In terms of his position in the rap game, he has become successful despite people who doubted his career. According to Scott Glacier, he stated that it's pretty clear that Kaz considers himself underrated among his rap peers, as he mentions that idea frequently. This shows that Kaz is still perfecting his craft in the rap game, as songs like Roll supports this idea. In conclusion, songs like Wake Up Call, All Eyes on Me, My Side, City of God, Bro, and Who Said shows Kaz's position in a rap game. He has gained success and he is working towards perfecting his skills in the rap game. So that's the end of my podcast, and I'll see you next time. Bye.